Will you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 3rd Cheshire Heights Borough Regular Council Meeting. First up on the agenda is roll call. Tonight we have President Mayor Stacy Smith, Borough Solicitor Jerry Montella, Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, also alternate Solicitor Pete Rahana, Councilpersons Philip Locke, Gina Murielis, Teresa Gustinelli, myself, Steve Kokoza, Jordan Goldberg, and Susan Clark. Next up on the agenda is the opportunity for the public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Anyone in the first row? Second row? Third row? Okay, moving forward.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I'd like to address the council before we move into the next two sessions, two items here. Given that we have guests here that are looking for action from the council tonight, I have a bit of a concern that a lot of documents associated with both of these issues were delivered today, according to my email account, some at 11 and some at 1 p.m., which meant that I had not had a chance to read them.
Sure.
And I would request that these be delayed because I do not want to waste these gentlemen's time. I don't know how I can vote in the affirmative on anything that I haven't read. And I'm a little concerned that, you know, we're going to hear presentations and people have come out to spend their time, but we haven't had a chance to review the documentations because they were just delivered today.
Sure. I can appreciate that. Philip, let me ask you this. Would you be comfortable with the Wawa Road documents since they were reviewed by our solicitor engineer?
I can't. I'll be honest. I can't vote to agree on anything I haven't read. I mean, not that I don't trust our solicitor, but, you know, we're acting on behalf of the borough. I can't vote an affirmative on documents I haven't read.
You know, if we vote on something, we should get an opportunity, because there could be errors in it that somebody else has missed. It's not that Jerry is doing anything, you know, untoward. It's just that more eyes are better. And I want to read things, too, and I was not happy about the fact that we got all the documents today with time to review it.
And I'll be honest, I mean, we've seen the Wawa Road presentation. I voted for the preliminary approval. In general, I don't have a disagreement. I just cannot vote on behalf of the folks of this town on documents I haven't read.
Okay, that's fine. I'll oblige. We'll move that to the work session.
If everybody agrees.
The documents were in late today.
Well, for the old quarry, no, it's just the resolution.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read them, but there's one where there's something about sewer and joint resolution and then holding the owner or the landowner, again, so I haven't read them, I saw them 5 minutes before I came here, the landowner responsible for sewer improvements and that they were going to take responsibility. So there is a document in there that we'd have to sign that could have long-term impact. And I didn't read the language, but I don't know if that goes in perpetuity to the Homeowners Association afterwards, and is the Homeowners Association, which I'm sure they are. I just haven't had a chance to read the document, and I don't want to make sure the borough is not ultimately signing something that holds us responsible once the land developer's off-site and there's now a Homeowners Association, as an example. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to read the... I just saw that as part of it.
What are you referring to?
It was one of them associated with the...
From Wawa Road?
No, the other one.
Okay.
Oh, actually, it's right here, because I did print it out on my way. So it's the Resolution 619A. And again, there may be more than one thing. I just flipped through it, but the Stormwater Management Agreement, as an example... I'd like to have a chance to read that through to make sure that...
Can I just make a comment?
You can.
Phil, I'm Pete Rowe.
Yeah.
And I made that resolution up. The agreements, the stormwater management, the land development, the improvement security, the co-op, the agreement with for PennDOT, the agreement with Concord Township for the road that's coming out of Concord Township, and the Homeowners Association language that you were just maybe referencing, none of those are up for approval tonight. Those are documents, I'm just in the process of reviewing them that were prepared by their attorney. The only thing that's being up for approval would be the resolution to approve the final amended subdivision plan.
Land development plan.
So none of those other documents, though, are up. I just want to make sure you're clear on that.
So again, maybe at the appropriate time we'll go through it. I thought those were appendices to the resolution.
No, those are agreements that have to be approved by council and are not before council tonight. The thought was that they would be before council at next month's meeting, so that they should be given to you in advance to be reviewed. You're right.
All right, so maybe at the appropriate time we can go through that, because the way the email looked, I thought they were attached as a...
No, they weren't.
So it's strictly land development plan you want to for that project.
Okay. Well, then we will talk about it at the appropriate time. I just want to make sure that it hasn't changed from the preliminary approval, again, because I just haven't had a chance to even read the resolution, so... And I don't know if we're there yet. I would feel more comfortable. I know the timing, but again, these documents just showed up today while I was at work, and I haven't had a chance to even read what the final resolution is. So, I don't know how everybody else feels. I'm not sure.
Well, as far as Old Quarry, no, it's just a resolution for the land development plan, and there are some contingencies, as you can see in the bottom here.
Right.
And this plan has been recorded many years ago, so there's nothing that's changed. I believe Matt has one more review on a couple of the revisions that were made, Matt?
Yeah, updated plans were delivered to our office last week. We haven't had the opportunity to look at them yet, so we'll do, I think, which will be a third review, which really are engineering detail and stormwater management systems more than anything.
Yeah.
And Philip, I think that, correct me if I'm wrong with this, Jerry, but the resolution is probably not binding, especially later on if we do the contracts are more specific and are legally binding, correct?
Well, the resolution is binding, okay, with regard to whether or not the borough is going to accept the land development plan as applied.
Okay.
But within that resolution, as with Wawa, there's always language in there that they have to abide by certain developers' agreements and, improvement security agreement, as well as perhaps stormwater management. So that's included, and I believe it's probably included in Mr. Ohana's proposed resolution. But getting back, I guess, to Wawa, Mr. D'Amico, who I see in the audience, I'm sure he may want to comment on this. I mean, we were working pretty diligently over the last several days in order to get this, get these developers agreement, improvement security agreement, and stormwater management agreement together. We're somewhat waiting for the cost estimate with regard to this particular project. The resolution has already been approved. Mr. D'Amico, would you like to say a few words at this point?
Please, counsel. Wawa's ready to start this, has awarded the contract, and this, hopefully, we were hoping to start today, but of course, we weren't meeting until today. And the all three agreements are borough's standard form agreements. The only areas in there we plugged in the numbers that are always different for every development, but everything else is the standard agreement that's been reviewed thoroughly by Mr. Montella and myself, and there's really nothing new, unique, or anything about it. And in light of the fact that we're actually contractors and ready to go, and we had hoped last month that there wouldn't be any question that it would be on the board's agenda for tonight for signature,
sure.
And it is, and we're hoping it would be signed.
Okay.
Could we have a meeting, not wait 2 weeks, for a work session and give us a few days to review the agreements? Is that a possibility?
Well, you'd have to schedule a special meeting, I would think.
And that has to be advertised, and how long What's the lead time on that?
I believe it's within 7 days. I have to check, but you can certainly have a special meeting that can be scheduled if this was the only thing on the agenda.
But I can't speak for others, and I greatly appreciate where you are, but I hope you understand that not having read the agreement, I can't vote for something I have not read, because I'm acting on behalf of what I think the people of the town, and I can't honestly, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to sign an agreement you haven't read. I cannot agree to approving an agreement I haven't read. Well, I absolutely understand, I understand your issue, but I don't think that's good business practice to
Well, with all due respect, I'm solicitor in Middletown Township, and we're producing hundreds of pages of agreements all the time. I don't expect the council member to read it. It may depend on me as solicitor and to state to them, I've read the agreement, it's a valid, good agreement, and it's ready for signature. I mean, again, we have a crew ready to get started based on the fact that we expected to have it signed tonight so we could post our bond and get started.
And we've already approved all of this, correct?
Definitely.
This is basically all the rubber stamping of making sure all the legal documents
are
correct?
There's three documents that need your approval for tonight, and that's the developer's agreement, which we've used in the past. It's the improvement security agreement, which has been reviewed by council, as well as the borough's alternate engineer with regard to the specific cost estimate, and a stormwater management agreement, which has been reviewed by the alternate borough's engineer. Would be recorded as a document for recording purposes.
So they're both standard documents?
All three agreements have been used in the past. They're very detailed with regard to the background. They include all of the various documents that were attached to the resolution. It has to deal with security, escrow fund, the fees, indemnity. I mean, it's pretty... your basic but pretty detailed agreements with regard to this particular matter. I can say that Mr. D'Amico and I have spent a great deal of time over the last week and a half, I guess, along with the alternate engineer, in reviewing the documents to make sure that they comply with all the requirements of the borough's code and ordinances.
And I see no reason to not go forward. Our solicitor has done due diligence. We have read and reread. We've approved. These gentlemen are here, and I believe it would be in good faith for us to move forward with the process.
Jerry, I have a question. Are there passages in any of these agreements that are substantially different than our standard agreement, other than the facts of this situation, you know, the details, I should say?
No. I mean, there are a few red line items that Mr. D'Amico and I went back and forth on, but the essence of the agreements are pretty standard with regard to what the borough has done before with the developers' agreements, and the improvement security agreement, and also the stormwater management agreement. They have been, actually, they were used in the past for the last Wawa project.
That's correct.
What was it? I forget what
the building of
the building hall. Actually. So these agreements would be presented tonight before council are the very same, essentially the same agreements that were used for the building, and we kind of moved things around based upon the specific project.
So that leads me to ask, what were the red line items that you guys were spending time on?
Sure. So, had to make sure that the background was correct. So, we had to make sure that the background is correct with regard to the folio numbers being correct. Also, you know, that the plan was prepared by G. Du Hootman and Son, and we went through those identifications. The terms being, you know, the improvements to be constructed by developers, those specific items had to be looked at, reviewed, to ensure that they met with the facts that were presented to council.
So that's, in other words,
the cost estimate had to be changed. What's that?
So far, you're just talking about the details related to
that. That's correct. But the language itself, the essential terms.
What the borough has to do and what Wawa has to do.
That remains the same.
And can I just make a comment? Wawa has over 800 stores in 8 states. Mr. D'Amico leads a team of attorneys. This is what they do all day, every day. We don't. And, you know, Jerry does a lot of things for us. But, you know, they're really buttoned up. I'm confident that they can start work tomorrow.
So I'll give you a prime example. First of all, we represent the town of Chester Heights and the citizens here, not Wawa. I have great respect for them. But irregardless of how many stores they have, we represent the citizens of this borough.
And also the corporation located in this borough, which is Wawa.
That's fine. But we also represent every single person in this borough. 2 years ago, I'll give a prime example that when we had an expansion, actually around that Wawa store up there and the Arbor Square, we almost, one night, signed an agreement that would have made Chester Heights the water authority for that sewer system. I read that document and I stopped it because it wasn't right for us. And to this day, we don't have that liability. So it is incumbent of us, and we're not a very large borough. I do read every contract I'm expected to vote on, and it's not that I don't trust our solicitor. I think he does a phenomenal job, but it's also our responsibility to ensure that the citizens of this borough are not being, you know, put up to some language that they shouldn't be.
And they're not. We've gone through this.
I have not seen any of the documents today that were sent out.
New verbiage?
So I made my case. If we were going to a vote, you can vote how you want, but I would be very leery agreeing to a document you haven't read.
Can I ask a question?
Well, I don't agree with
that. Can I ask
that.
A question? If we are going to do this at another meeting before the work session meeting, if that's the case, everybody has to be here, and do we know what day it's going to be?
Well, I don't even know if we're going that far. I mean, this council may decide to vote on this. I just made my comments.
Phil, I can appreciate your position, but speaking for myself personally, I'm not sure what I could add to these documents that hasn't already been, you know, reviewed and looked over by Matt and Jerry and Joe.
I just have a point. 2 years ago, I caught
yes.
a potentially large issue.
Jerry wasn't here for that.
Still incumbent of us
not,
to review
that,
it.
That, in fairness, Philip, that was not a standard agreement. That was a very different kind of agreement that the Romeo signed.
So while we're on the topic, Jerry, would you like to go over these documents, or have we gone over them?
Are we still in a period of public comment?
No, we're not.
When did that end?
We jumped forward.
Well, Philip was being
I was
public
speaking
for
public,
public
comment.
Comment.
Okay. Well, Linda DeRose, would you like to make a comment?
Yes, I
sure.
would. I support Mr. Block for what he's trying to do here. I serve on the Garden Valley School Board, and I have told them more than once, if I don't get a document, yes, Greg Chestnut, 317 Willits Way. I serve on the Garden Valley School Board, and I've already told that administration, if I don't get a document in time for me to fully review it, I vote no. Okay, you know that in advance, so don't try to give me a document at the last minute. I don't care if the folks in Middletown choose not to read their documents and vote on the issues. That's not how we do it here. This is Chester Heights, and that's the way it is. If these documents were so important and so urgent, why did they show up today in council's mailbox?
May I answer that? The reason they showed up today to be presented to you was because I was requested to send them in, which I did. In the past, I've worked with the solicitor on all occasions, handed the documents to him well in advance, in this case, a few days after the last meeting, when I knew that we had to be on the agenda tonight for signature, and I knew that our work crew was ready to get started, I made sure that I had them to Jerry at least 3.5 weeks in advance, so that if there were any issues, we could work them out far in advance. And we did. And it was his agreement that he gave me, and basically the only changes or the background which you stated, the description of the improvements, and the money to be secured by a bond for the amount of the improvements. Everything else is your form.
So
Jerry, question. If we were to call a special meeting for tomorrow night for all council members to be mandatory here for a vote, do we have to advertise that for a certain amount of time or since it's a special commission?
I believe you do. I mean, I'd have to look at it, perhaps. I have to look at it with regard to the special meeting.
I thought you could adjourn a meeting to the next day. But
and I won't be, I'm not going to be here. I have to record a meeting. I'm not physically going to be here tomorrow. It's my day off. And I have
we can record that somehow if we have to, I think. Let's skip forward. Phil, are you in the same position for the final approval for Old Quarry Knoll also? There is no document there. It's just the final approval of the land development plan.
Can you give me a minute?
Sure.
So we're talking about this resolution, correct?
Correct.
619A.
There's no agreements to be voted on. It's strictly the land development plan.
Okay, so just to confirm, all the other things such as the stormwater agreement and whatever is not part of this resolution.
Correct.
Just going to make the announcement tonight at the public meeting, and I don't think you're in violation of any of the advertising.
If we continue the meeting, I think we've done that before. I think so. You'll just continue the meeting for one more night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need to advertise.
Because you don't need to advertise because it's a public meeting.
So in toto, we're talking about this three-page resolution is what we're voting on. 6-19A.
That's correct. Correct. Well, it's not three pages. The resolution itself, I believe, is just...
It's two pages plus the signature.
Okay.
Two signature pages,
sure,
or whatever. I can move forward on this.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
However, there is an error in it that needs to be corrected before it gets signed.
There you go.
Before you sign, you can probably just use a pen and fix it.
Okay.
Where is it, Susan?
In the second whereas paragraph, it says, Central Grove Planning Commission reviewed the amount of final subdivision plan on April 25th, 2018. That should be 2019.
Okay.
Discovered today. But all the Planning Commission meeting minutes on our website in 2019 have a 2018 date in it, and that has since been corrected.
Thank you.
The error got made.
Let's move forward on the agenda. We can jump back to 240 while we're giving Jerry a chance.
And I'll be honest, if I'm the only one who has that issue of voting no, you could take the vote.
Well, I want you to have confidence in our professionals and not think that you're unsure what you're voting for. We can circle back to that. How about we move forward to the final approval request for Old Quarry Knoll?
Mr. President, if I may, I prepared a resolution. I apologize on the date. You're right, Susan. The minutes do say 18 on the top. In any event, I prepared this based on the materials that were provided to me by the borough. And it does provide for the approval of the 8-lot subdivision in the borough, and it addresses or is conditioned upon a number of comments. Initially, it refers to Matt Hoopin's comments March 29th, but in addition, he has another review letter, which he did not do yet because he just, as he was talking about earlier, he just received plans last week. And but we put in here that this approval is also conditioned upon the applicant agreeing with anything that the borough engineer has on his letter to be forthcoming shortly. So it covers paragraph 1 on the first page. We referred to Matt's the letter he's already done, which is attached, but then he's got to do a follow-up letter because the plans were revised as of just recently, May 23rd. Also, it's got to comply with the Borough Planning Commission minutes, which were attached. They were not that significant. They're attached as Exhibit B. I think the only thing, talks about an annual inspection by the Homeowners Association. And the Homeowners Association pays for those inspections.
And the most important passage here is number 17, that the applicant agrees to enter into the various agreements.
Yeah, paragraph, well, okay, maybe I shouldn't run down every single one. You're able to read them, but as you're mentioning, 17, and for Phil, your concerns were these additional agreements,
correct,
the development, improvement, security, stormwater management, intermunicipal agreement with Concord Township, have to be approved by council. And that would probably be available next month.
Okay.
I received them Friday, and we're making the review. So
those are known to us the Monday.
Yeah, those and they should be, I agree, they should be provided sufficiently in advance so council can review them.
Mr. Rohan, I just had one question. I'm sure that somebody, I just can't remember. If the road is in Concord Township, who takes responsibility for the road?
The borough.
The borough of Chester Heights?
Yes.
Okay.
There's an intermunicipal agreement, which would be one
that
you'll have to review and approve with Concord, which says that the borough is responsible for snow plowing, maintenance, repairs, things of that nature. For the road, the stormwater will be the responsibility of the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And they'll be they're laid out when you see those agreements.
Thank you.
So this is, I believe, ready for the council's consideration for approval.
Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve resolution 06-19-A?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is approved. Okay, moving forward, we have the approval of the minutes of the May 6th regular council meeting and the May 20th work session.
All right, I did have some edits.
Do you just want to
give them the name when you're... I'm
going to
go through them.
That's
fine. I'm going
to
go through them quickly. Yeah, like a copy of
them. May 6th. Excuse me, Susan. One moment, please. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mr. President, if there's nothing further from me, may I be excused?
Sure. Yes.
Here's the agreement that Sue asked me to provide to you. Mr. Conrad is going to have the acknowledgement signed by he and his wife and dropped off to Sue tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
That'll be part of that agreement.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Have a good
night. Okay. Take care.
I'm going to change the better material.
Okay.
So, under the public comment, Marta asked a question about miscellaneous annual audit, and it says, Vice President proposed to address Mrs. Driscoll's concerns. I really think we should put in here in the minutes how those concerns were addressed, because it doesn't feel transparent to me that the answer is not in here to what she asked. So that's one thing right there that I think needs to be updated. And then on the 240 Wawa Road presentation, I just felt like it's kind of choppy. What's written here, it doesn't really explain the project very well. It doesn't even mention the fact that we're pulling five properties together to make it 70 acres. I was actually going to say, should we take the background from the contract and just put it in here?
That would be helpful. That would be helpful.
I think it explains it the best. That was just a thought I had. And then, it's formatting, grammatical, misspelling, formatting. Then, Steve, I had a question for you on the Ironworker CD.
Sure.
It said it had a rate of 2.5 and the due date was 2.5. Is that correct?
Yes, because we shopped it around to different...
It was the one we went to Santander for that was a better rate, wasn't it?
That's the one we're voting on tonight.
Okay.
That we're doing tonight. Right. That rate just held at
2.5%. Okay, good. And then, George, this one's for you. Under the Public Utilities Trash and Recycle, it said you attended a meeting at Village of Valley Brook regarding the current sewer issue. Is that correct?
That's not correct.
What meeting did you attend? Were there a couple people that were speaking at that time?
Actually, if Susan had attended the meeting, I did not.
You did not attend the meeting?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Were you talking about the meeting that you had?
No.
Because Gina interjected in the conversation and said, come January, if nothing is decided, we won't be able to live there anymore. So what exactly, what meeting was that?
I believe that Southwest had a meeting. We were invited, and Susan went and created a report for all of us. And I think Jordan was saying he was interested in keeping abreast of it because Darlington Woods might have a similar situation in the future, just as a, hey, what's going on with that?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not the report, it's the comment that Jordan
got. Got it. I'll fix it.
So that needs to be fixed. And then I addressed. Oh, May 20th, misspelling and grammatical. So that's it. Those were the substantial changes.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I've got one. On the May 20th, and although this might be moot now, technically the motion for the fire fund was in that amount less any monies needed to keep the account open.
Correct. Okay. Right.
It did resolve itself, but just for a matter of completeness, does that make sense?
Makes sense. It'll be fine.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of the regular council meeting on May 6th with the revisions added by Philip and Susan?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Floor is open for discussion. Yes.
Can we get a copy of them, like, tomorrow? Is that possible? Oh, you're off tomorrow.
I work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Since I'm part-time, unless you want to make me full-time, I can do that. I can do it Wednesday, but
I would prefer to wait until the work session.
Yeah, I don't.
There's no reason that we have to do it tonight, correct?
There is not, so we'll table that. Okay.
Thank you.
Moving forward, we have the minutes of the work session on May 20th. Are there any comments or concerns with those?
I just have a couple edits that are minor.
Okay. Would you like to add them now, or would you like to email them to Megan during the week?
I'll send an email for those two edits.
Okay, so we'll put this off for the work session.
Yeah, I have them both.
Okay, moving forward, we have the Secretary Treasurer's report. For the month of May 2019, we have total receipts in the amount of $41,240.91, and we have total expenditures in the amount of $45,688.41. Are there any comments, questions, or concerns?
I just have one question. On the reimbursements to our engineer and solicitor and whatnot, for example, the various reviews they've done, we recoup that back through the parties submitting the proposals, correct?
Yes. We pay our vendor, and then we invoice the land developer.
Do we know typically how long we get the taste get reimbursed? So we pay first and then we get reimbursed.
Yeah.
Is it 5 months, 6 months?
Oh, no. Some of them are within a day or two.
Okay. So on average, we're not holding a liability, so to speak.
No.
To match. Okay, thank you.
Any further questions, comments, or concerns? With that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report for May 2019?
So moved, Mr. President.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward, correspondence.
I have no correspondence in the regular mail, but I'll start with the easy stuff. Council received a letter from a concerned resident. She had a few concerns. Home values that she feels are going down. I did do the research on that. They're not. They're actually going up in Darlington Woods. Garden Valley school rating, according to Zillow, apparently is now a 7, where it was a 10. I did not feel that I could answer that question appropriately, school board. So I have not responded to that resident yet, and she had additional suggestions for council on possibly where to spend our time, energy, efforts, and taxpayer funds. We've also all been invited, and as has the entire public, to a new proposed polling machine demo this week, June, I think it's June 6th, it's right up there, the advertisement for it, at the Aston Community Center. There was a lawsuit a couple of years ago for someone not understanding the poll, and no, actually had to do with a recount from one of the former presidential candidates a couple years ago, and they won, and now Pennsylvania has to change how we vote. So there are four or five finalists at the state level that have made these machines that are approved for use in Pennsylvania, and they obviously have been working very hard with the state reps to lobby each of them what they want. They're all going to be available for us to try out in Aston later this week and weigh in on what you like and what you don't like and why before that's voted on. The change will not happen until 2020. We received an email from a concerned citizen because she noticed that the flashing light that was on Valley Brook Road near the Tucker residence is no longer there, and she wanted to know where it went and why. So actually both Larry and I answered that. She happened to be a neighbor of both of ours, so we knew her and were comfortable answering that. Glenn Bond at Hammonasset sent an email stating that Hammonasset was on Fox 29 earlier this week. He opened a garage and found 80,000 bees in the garage, so we called the Philadelphia Bee Company, and they came and they removed them and left him with 5 pounds of honey. So if you would like to see that, I did share it on the Facebook page. It was on Fox 29. So that was very nice, and he did send that in reaction to the other terrible news that we've been receiving correspondence about that happened in my neighborhood, the shooting and the death in Valley Brook. Before making a statement publicly, I did go down and speak to the detectives myself that morning on Sunday morning, and obviously I'm sure we'll all be dealing with some of the correspondence with that moving forward. The unintended consequences of a big news story such as that, on a different note, is that we got 80 new likes on the Facebook page, which brought us to over 800 followers, which quadrupled what we acquired it with 15 months ago. And I don't know if you want to talk about that now, what you mentioned before. Later. So that was the correspondence.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Phil, you have something to add?
I was going to bring it up in new business.
Okay.
With respect to some thoughts on that.
So. Gina, thank you. Moving forward, inspector's report. Mike Sioka, sir?
There were five incidents last month, and I had a meeting with the Wawa head of the gas cleaning division in regards to the Wawa store and maintenance of gas pumps. So he assured me that they're checked on a regular basis, and I told him that I didn't like the answer that one of the reps up there gave me about why this wasn't repaired. I said, well, we're getting all the pumps, and so, but if they're all checked out now. So they go off when they're supposed to, when the tank is full.
Thank you.
Very good to know.
I had a call from Mary Scanlon's office, but I'm not going to bore you with that. That's kind of
now I'm interested.
That's it.
Thank you, Mike. Moving forward, Roadmaster, Larry.
A lot of routine PA1 calls cleared. I had to go out and do a couple of physical inspections and met with property owners to clear those PA1 calls. 101 Valley Brook, the speed limit sign seems to be working, at least working mechanically, and it's flashing at 30 miles an hour, which is the posted cautionary speed limit. So I'm not sure it's actually doing good, except for it's getting the attention of people going down that hill.
Sure.
And PennDOT did actually apply cautionary speed limits on the pavement with the curves at both the top of the hill and the bottom of the hill within the last week. So that's a plus. The only other thing is I had heard a rumor that the high grass at Lanai and Llewellyn was causing an issue again. So I contacted Scott's Lawn Service and had that taken care of. But I would ask that I understand that it's in potential development.
Sure.
If maybe between the engineer, the solicitor, or if you've appointed a shepherd to contact the landowner they're cutting to the edge, but they're leaving about a 2 foot high grass.
Yes.
Right up against the roadway. If they could go over it. That's the second time that the boroughs had to go in and cut that grass.
Are we going to send Rose
Hill
for that?
Is that Rose Hill, Larry?
Yes, it is. To reimburse the borough.
Would council, I know the developer, Mr. Akabuchi, I could certainly give him a call and make sure that, that's taken care of for the borough.
If he would be willing to reimburse the borough for the expenses of maintaining that so far?
Sure.
Yeah, it's basically, I think two guys, like a half hour weed whacking this past Saturday. I happened to call, and he had people that were on duty out in Kennett, and they hit it on the way back in.
Okay.
When I received the complaint, I forwarded it to Ray Agapucci and Bill Messick, and they said, we will forward it to the property owner, Fagers.
Okay.
So maybe that's something for council and the solicitor to record as
sure.
A cost, that we've had to maintain that corner, for line of sight.
Okay, so. That's a good idea.
And I don't know what certainly agreements they may have in between the Fagers and the developer yet, so I'll make a phone call for the
property transfer yet, or we don't know.
I have no idea.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah. So that's probably what's going on here. But I'll make a phone call.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question about 101 Valley Brook? That near accident not too long ago, did that stimulate PennDOT to move forward with some kind of solution? Like,
They added the markings on the roadway.
Yeah, but like with the guardrail.
The guardrail, yes. They are in constant communication with one of the homeowner, and they're if you want to speak with her directly, she has a lot more information because she's here, and but they've been.
Is this a good time for anything?
Please.
Yeah.
Hi, Laura, the 101 Valley Crew. So after we had that really horrific event a couple weeks ago, we actually reached out to some representatives at PennDOT, and I believe that Chester's Borough with emails and our representatives making phone calls, PennDOT called us the next day in executive meetings, like five of their executives on the phone, and they promised to do as much as they could as soon as possible. So they already put the guardrail up, they did paint on the road, and they're going to put 22 more signs all along Valley Brook at St. Thomas, the Apostle Church, and at the top of the hill at 101 Valley Brook. So it's
Thank
in
you.
The works.
Was Thank there a time frame given for the start of work as far as the guardrail?
The next step with the guardrail is a third-party company is supposed to come out and measure from the middle of the road to our fence.
Sure.
And then determine where 20 feet is at, and we are going to either move our fence back, depending on how many feet we have to move it in. And if it's too many feet, they said they're not going to ask us to move the fence, and they're going to put up an alternative barrier.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
Good. Okay.
I had a question for Larry. Larry, and then I should have asked this during the Secretary Kelly's report. There's a charge here for radar speed sign. Is that to replace the one on the Tucker property? Or?
It's not a replacement. The borough budgeted for a second one. We can't assign them to a person, a place or person.
They're assigned
or
to the speed limit sign.
It's the second one that the borough budgeted for this year to
right.
be purchased. I went forward with the purchase,
right.
But it does take time, and we felt after that incident
yeah.
that we needed to act in a very expeditious manner, so we took the one from
right.
that location and relocated it up there.
Right.
After we received this second one, it'll be up to Jordan, myself, and whoever else he wants to get involved as far as the highways to place it in another location or back at that location.
But it really is supposed to be tied to the speed limit sign, right? Isn't that the idea?
It doesn't necessarily have to be.
Okay.
It's a temporary sign.
Mm-hmm.
and it can be going anywhere in the borough that you feel you need a just an awareness to, you know, the motorists.
The other thing is, because it's a solar sign, there's limitations of where it actually physically can put because of ensuring that it's constantly charged as well. So it may not be exactly logistically assigned if it's shaded or whatnot.
So we did buy the second one, it just hasn't been installed yet.
Yeah, it hasn't been received yet.
Oh, it hasn't been received yet. Okay, good. Thank
yes.
you.
So once it's received, then we'll have a conversation as a team, I guess? As
a borough council
as
and
for
myself.
Where it's
sure,
going to go?
Absolutely.
But isn't that Jordan's committee?
It is Jordan's committee. I answer to Jordan.
Okay. Larry, anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Okay, moving forward, Jerry, solicitor's report, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Given the conversation and the discussion that took place a little earlier, I would ask Council to consider reconvening this meeting and not adjourning it for tonight. Council has the ability to reconvene a meeting under Section 703 of the Sunshine Act, and that would allow Council to simply post the date, time, and location of the meeting without having to do a notice in a legal newspaper. So I don't know, given what I heard that there might not be someone here to record the minutes, perhaps give a day to reconvene a meeting to Wednesday. That would give people, council members, the ability to opportunity to review these agreements in total. You could do reconvene this meeting to Wednesday at 7 p.m. or some other time that is within the discretion of council.
Could we, Megan, from an administrative standpoint, could we use your audio device here if we wanted to reconvene for tomorrow to get this moving a little quicker and not waiting for Wednesday?
Sure. I'll show you how to do it.
Is there any council member that could not make it up here tomorrow night for to have this meeting reconvened? And have a motion called to approve this?
It would only require posting. There's no publication required and or notice to those requesting it. You just need to post it here at the office and you can reconvene the meeting.
Okay,
reconvene
so
this meeting to discuss the three agreements presented
okay.
by Wawa. It would still be on the agenda. You're just reconvening this meeting to tomorrow night.
Okay. Is there any council person who cannot make it here tomorrow night, and what time would be favorable for all? 6:30, 7 o'clock.
I'm just going to say for myself, yeah. You know, it doesn't give me a lot of time to read the agreements between now and tomorrow night because I do work full time. It's my busiest of the month. If we could do it Wednesday, I could read them tomorrow night at home.
Well, these agreements are all standard forms. I'm not sure what I could add or what anybody would add to these as far as a comment that Jerry has not looked over or Matt has not looked over.
I will be at Joe Iveroon's funeral on Wednesday night. I am unavailable.
And I am sensitive to the costs of delaying, so I do think we should do it sooner than later.
Okay, so
we can do it tomorrow night.
It'll be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, okay for everyone?
Sure.
6 o'clock better, 6:30 better?
I can't do anything
seven.
Before
7
till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And just so the referee reflects, Matt hasn't looked at these. There's a conflict with Matt. The alternate engineer, Mike Sioko, did review these. So
sure.
I can be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Joe, my apologies, but I have no other.
Thank you very much. And ordinarily, I would not press for a
sure, no, I understand.
But with a construction crew ready to go, it's difficult for me to go back to tell him.
It's supposed to rain Wednesday, so you don't want them to start one day and have to take start fresh on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, Jerry, did you want to go over any of these agreements? Is there briefly?
No, I, you know, again, apologies for not getting them out sooner, but we're
that's
working
fine.
Up until this morning on some of these issues. So. Now there's a developer's agreement, there's a improvement security agreement, there is a stormwater control and best management practices operation and maintenance agreement, and I believe, Matt, there's also an agreement that may be presented at some time later.
Right.
Regarding, there's an inlet.
Yes.
If you want to discuss that now.
Sure. Part of the Wawa's project is they have a stormwater management system as you're going up toward the Gil Blossom Hill House. It's on the right-hand side. That water was always released down toward the Baltimore Pike, but there's a steep bank there. And once that water is collected in the stormwater management facility and then has to be re-released, it's like a point discharge. And you shouldn't do that anymore. I mean, that's the way it was done in the old days, but you need to connect it to either a stream, a channel, or a storm sewer. Now, there is, at the bottom of the hill, next to the entrance to Red Roof Drive, there is a storm sewer inlet. And the proposal is to take that pipe, which is taking water from the stormwater management facility down the hill, and connect it directly to the PennDOT's inlet. Again, in years past, that was just plain old approved by the state. They'd look at it, review it real quick, and give you approval. They had a white paper issued a number of, like, 3 years ago, and that if you put an inlet in a state highway or you modify an inlet to the state highway, the municipality where that activity is taking place has to sign on and take responsibility for maintenance of that storm sewer inlet. So what is typically done is that the municipality will enter that agreement, but then it'll have a secondary agreement with, especially with the commercial entity, they'll have a secondary agreement with the commercial entity saying that they will indeed pay for all the funding and maintenance of the inlet. So that's what I think would be appropriate for this situation. And it's very similar to what happens with the traffic signal. Generally, municipalities have to maintain the traffic signals in their in the borough, even if they're on a state highway. But so the borough is on the hook for that signal at Red Roof Drive, but they have an agreement with Wawa that Wawa pays all of the maintenance costs and reconstruction costs or redesign costs. So it'd be kind of similar to that, but at a much smaller scale, because it's just a connection to one inlet. So in light of that, the process by, sorry, Jerry, I'm being long-winded here.
That's okay.
The process by which that is done is that a HOP has to be, highway occupancy permit has to be submitted to the state, and that permit merely states that the borough is going to maintain the inlet. And that has to be forwarded with the applicant's HOP for all the design and everything that they're doing next to the state highway. So we'd be looking for, I guess, a motion for borough council to sign that application so that process can get started with the state, realizing that there'll be an agreement in place with Wawa, you know, well before that permit is ever issued, which will probably be 2 months from then.
So I, go ahead.
I just had a general question about that, just for my own edification. If, let's say, Wawa became an old Franklin Mint,
yeah,
they left, the property became vacant or whatever, they moved or whatever, that light and like that inlet, ultimately, where would that responsibility lie from the cost longer term? Would that be the borough's responsibility at that point, since that entity?
Well, I think there are recorded documents that would run with the land, so If Wawa left, it would be with the new owner. Okay. Now, if Wawa left and it remained vacant and they went bankrupt, let's say, I guess, yeah, that in that instance, the borough might, you know, have to step in and do maintenance if it's required at that time. But it runs with the land, so whoever owns the property is going to have to pay those costs.
And the stormwater and this agreement, the one we're talking about with regard to the inlet, are going to be recorded. I had a discussion with Mr. D'Amico today when Matt brought this up, and Wawa's looks like they're agreeable to enter into these agreements, and I should be getting a draft sometime shortly.
Is there going to be a remedy that, since we have to sign the HOP first, assuming Wawa's going to assign the inner agreement with us, is there a remedy that if they don't sign that, we are no longer held responsible? Or?
Well, that's just to make application, so there's time here, and we can certainly watch that.
Okay.
Because there'll be a time where you can say no, probably 2 months from now. But I'm assuming that this would all be worked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Within it.
We're just applying. You're just asking for a motion to approve the
application
for
yes.
the permit.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. With that being said, do I have a motion to approve to give approval for Matt to apply for the application for the HOP permit, wasn't it?
It's HOP, but it's for the connection to the state, or to maintain one inlet in the state right of way.
Can we do this as tomorrow?
We can.
Yeah.
We can.
As part of the documentation review.
Okay, that's fine. We'll push it off for tomorrow.
Just to be clear, so tomorrow we're reconvening this public meeting to tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Tuesday, June 4th,
correct.
2019, and so you'll post notice on the door, and we'll reconvene the meeting. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Matt, anything else?
I
did have one other question. Mm-hmm. Does the borough have any other such agreements for inlets in the borough that you're aware of?
I don't think the borough has had the opportunity yet. There's going to be a similar one at Old Quarry Knoll.
Okay.
But before that, I think over this 3 or 4 year time period, we haven't had a situation.
I don't recall preparing an agreement or reviewing an agreement related to an inlet since I've been on board.
And it's been a change in PennDOT's policy, started about, I'm guessing, 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
Why are we postponing this to tomorrow night? Like, what's going to happen between today and tomorrow?
Well, you're reconvening this meeting,
right,
that had on the agenda the three agreements related to Wawa, so it would give council the opportunity to review these agreements and then vote on after the
we don't really have
motion.
Okay, this is part of the stormwater management system agreement then?
Yeah, this is a fourth agreement. This would be, well, the application to assign an agent would be the fourth matter that you would vote on.
Do we have that document?
It's
so it needs to be sent tomorrow
morning? Yeah, we can forward this to borough council, yes.
So, like, we have all the documents now sent to us, right, for review.
You don't have this one. You have you should have the developer's agreement, the improvement security agreement, and the stormwater management agreement.
Enough from borough council.
Okay, Matt, anything else?
Just inform borough council that the patching at Matson Road is to occur on Thursday.
At what road?
Matson Road.
Weather permitting.
Now, it's supposed to be nice all week, isn't it?
Tomorrow, it's
maybe right
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It'll fill up with water.
All right. That's all.
Thanks, sir. All right, moving forward, Mayor's report. Stacy?
No official report. I do want to announce, though, that I did officiate my first two weddings.
Yay!
Friday and Sunday. And they both went well. Other than that, no report.
Great. Congratulations. Thank you.
Memorial Day.
Okay, moving forward, committee reports. School district, education, training, library. Susan.
Thank you, Mary Kay. I have an update. Graduation will be next Monday, June 10th, at the Bob Carpenter Center at University of Delaware, 4 p.m. So I know there's a couple of teachers who have sons graduating in August. So congratulations.
Thank you. Great, thank you. Library, nothing. Okay. Moving forward, finance assurance, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. So we do have a few items tonight. The first one is to close out the fire protection savings account. Our colleague, Councilman Block, is going to speak a little bit more to this in a few moments. But the borough has two accounts. One is a savings account, and the other is the checking account. I'm going to be making a motion tonight to close out the savings account. The checking account will remain open so that the borough can pass the income, pass the money through the fire company. So I make a motion to close out the fire protection savings account, please.
I'll make a motion.
You made a motion, so I need to second it, right?
I'll second it. Floor is open for discussion. If no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Is opposed? The motion is approved.
Okay, second item we have this evening is to transfer $300,000 from the Pliggett class account to the Pliggett I-class account. As I informed council at the last meeting, all that really means is that we're moving it to an account that's getting a better rate. The current Pliggett class account gives a rate of 2.22%, and the I-class is offering 2.34%. Those two accounts are interchangeable. You can transfer money back and forth without any penalty whatsoever. So all we're really doing is putting the money into an account or in the borrow some extra interest. So I make a motion, Mr. President, to transfer $300,000 from the Pliggett Class account to the Pliggett I-Class account.
I'll second the motion. Floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you. The next two items, I'm going to separate them. We're currently getting 0.05% on the road improvement fund from Bryn Mawr Trust, and we're also getting 0.05% on the money manager account at Bryn Mawr Trust. As I informed council at the last meeting, I did have a rep from Santander Bank in here, Kevin Curran, and he had proposed offering the borough 1.75% interest on those accounts. So that's obviously substantially more than we're getting at Bryn Mawr Trust. So I make a motion, firstly, to transfer the road improvement funds, which has a balance of $108,136.64, to Santander Bank at a new rate of 1.75%.
Second the motion. Floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you. The second part is the money manager account, also transferring to Santander Bank at a rate of 1.75%. And the balance presently in that account is $9,471.36. I make a motion to transfer the money manager account from Bryn Mawr Trust to Santander Bank.
I'll second the motion. Floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. President. And next is the year-to-date budget versus actual. I'm actually going to turn it over to Sue for that.
Yes, Steve and I generated a report, the budget versus actual for 4/30/2019. And the total income for actuals is $256,541.28. And the budget for income is $244,972.43. Total expense for actuals is $236,00198, and the budget is $223,242.53. And that's a net ordinary income for the actual of $20,539.30, and for the budget, it's a net income of $21,729.90.
I don't seem to have it in front of me. Hey,
was, I just looked at it. Go ahead.
Is there any of the accounts in there that was either way over or way under budget?
Yes, the one was the building permits. We have it budgeted for
expenses are
$49,000, and the actual is $17,000.
That's the expense side.
No, for the. The receipt side. Yeah.
The rainy weather caused a lot of delay in building.
But it's been a cold, wet winter, spring.
And I assume our snow budget's probably over.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
On the total income for the actual line item 389, all other miscellaneous revenue. If you want to make note, we got $26,445.26, and that has to do with the reimbursement for 301 Llewellyn Road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 301 Llewellyn. Oh, the one
so
with
the
rat trap. Oh, okay.
They're putting it up for sale, so they settled up with us so they could put it up for sale.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Mr. President, if there's no further questions, that's all I have for finance for this evening.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Steve. Moving forward, up next we have Subcommittee Fire Company Finance. Phil?
Just briefly, in the last session, we voted to transfer the money over to the fire department. We discussed reasons why, with the thought that we needed to keep money in there to make sure that the accounts were flush and we weren't going to get charged. We have a check now for $129,474.71 that we're going to transfer over to the fire department. And coincidentally, we got a recent deposit from taxes of $1,694.22, which would keep the account fluid. So that check will be distributed this evening or tomorrow, I would imagine.
What is the minimum amount required for
that?
To the best of my recollection, Mr. President, there is not a minimum amount required to keep that account open.
Okay.
That money came in afterwards, and we decided to leave it in that account.
Okay.
And we'll transfer it out for some later date.
Great.
Any question?
No, I think so. Any questions, Phil? Thank you, Phil. Moving forward, nominating vacancies, Teresa?
Yes, there is currently a vacancy for zoning hearing solicitor. I have not received any kind of paperwork with any formal interest.
I haven't advertised that. Has anybody advertised it?
Well, that's
how
not
do
something
we advertise?
We're going to advertise.
Okay.
They're professional services, so we'll reach out.
That's all I have for that, Mr. President, unless you have any other questions.
No, I don't. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving forward to communications. Gina.
Everything I had to say, I said in correspondence.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Highways, transportation, Jordan.
Pretty much, Larry gave the report earlier about the speed sign that was required and the one that was delivered. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jordan. Planning, zoning, I think we covered a lot of those issues. Susan, is there anything you'd like to add?
I was not here for the planning commission meeting last week. So, before I came around, I missed what I didn't want to do.
We have the meeting minutes, I believe, from that.
Yes.
That had to do with Gold Quarry and all, I believe.
Not May. We didn't get May yet.
No.
I attended it.
Okay. Great. Moving forward, historical, Stacy?
Nothing.
Public safety, Jordan, anything to add? I have nothing.
No, I have none either.
Okay. Moving forward, public utilities, trash, recycle, Jordan?
I just confirmed everything for the recycling event, our annual event in September, so we're still on track for that.
Great, thank you. Moving forward, borough property, parks, open space, Teresa?
Yes, so we had our playground assessed for updates. The assessment included a walkthrough of the playground and a visual inspection of the equipment, so there were several trip and fall hazards on and around the playground. So we were given some recommendations.
Who actually did the assessment?
McKee Risk Management.
Okay, thank you.
So the assessment came back with significant areas that need to be replaced. The railroad ties that are at the beginning of the playground area have to be completely taken out and redone, as they present a trip fall hazard. There are also several sections on the stairs of the playground equipment that are a very significant trip fall hazard. We also have other areas on the playground that need to be taken out and redone. The issue is when the playground upgrades are started, we are going to have them ADA compliant. So that's going to be a bit of an endeavor. So I will send everyone, Sue, can we do that? Send all of council and the mayor the pictures that the assessment sent to us. So that's all I have regarding that. I can revisit that at the next February meeting.
Sure, I have a question. Jerry, this question is probably for Rich Jensen. As far as those repairs, is there anything that says if repairs are done on 50% of the equipment or less, we don't have to abide by current ADA?
Yeah, I think that would be a question for Rich Jensen.
Rich, okay. So maybe we'll reach out to him and just get what the parameters
are. I did reach out to him. He did get back to me. He has to look at this.
I think he probably wanted to do his own inspection.
Yes.
Because I think that report is just looking at potential issues.
Right.
Sure.
If Rich certainly looks at it and determines that what those repairs may or may not be,
okay,
that's what we're looking at. But I think they were just looking at what potentially might be something the borough would consider to replace.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Teresa, for doing that. That was
sure.
It's good for us to have a look at that.
Thanks.
Thank Teresa, anything
thank
else?
Jerry. Yes. So the trash, we have changed our trash pickup, and we will now have Opt-in Acre. It's $65 a month, and they will pick up the trash, I believe, every Friday, and they will provide a bin for us.
Okay.
Teresa, is that bin going to be secured to the ground like the one that we have now?
I highly doubt it because it's Opt-in Acre, and they will come get it when if and when our contract is up. I don't believe they...
It's broken anyway.
They give us
the
receptacle.
So are they going to remove the one that's there and put another one in?
I believe that that one is broken and not
user-friendly.
And it's an increase from 30 gallon to 90 gallon.
So it'll be a bigger receptacle, but it's from Opt-in Acre, so it's part of the contract.
Okay. And they pick up our trash on what day of the week?
It's Friday, every Friday.
So who's removing the existing one so people stop using it?
I don't know that yet.
Who was the one before? Was it Waste Management?
Yeah,
you can ask
Waste Management.
Yeah. Waste Opt-in Acre to remove that when they bring it to the container. I'm sure they will.
In the cement on the ground.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's
so
connected
it's
to the ground.
Mounted. Oh, okay.
It's hard mounted. Yeah, that's the word.
Okay.
Teresa, also, there's two bags of trash that I believe are still there.
I just saw
from
that when
Memorial
I rode by.
Can you just ask them to pick that up when they pick up the Friday trash?
Yes.
Hey, Larry, is
I
it possible that you
that.
Could take a look at that unit and see how it's mounted and what would maybe have to be done
to remove it?
Yeah, is it?
Sure.
I'm drawing a blank as far as what it is.
Okay.
What
we'll look at it.
Okay.
Me and my assistant.
All right, so you said anything else?
One more, Mr. President, one more item. The
off.
Playground rules. So we are in the process of getting two signs. One is for the playground rules, and one is for the park rules. And I will send those to all of council and the mayor this week, what we have decided. Jerry, anything on that? I'm also waiting for Rich Jensen to look at that, correct?
Right.
So Rich Jensen is actually looking at the whole park playground things that need to be
looked
at.
Great, thank you.
That's all I have, Mr. President.
Okay,
thank
you, Teresa. Okay, moving forward, engineering, construction, inspection, Susan.
No report.
Ordinance code review, Phil.
No report.
Moving forward, old business. Do we have any old business? Moving forward again, do we have any new business?
I have three things, and hopefully they won't take that long. So, given the earlier conversation we had this evening, I would like to propose for council's consideration a resolution requiring all documents that need to be reviewed for council decisions be submitted to council at least 3 business days prior to the meeting where it needs to be considered.
3 business days would be Wednesday of the
Thursday.
Okay.
I would be fine with Friday. I don't want to give it too long because I don't want to be honest, council members procrastinating, not looking at it.
Sure.
But I know personally, at least I'd like the weekend, but I want to give people an opportunity to kind of split the difference. So to me, it was 3 business days.
Okay.
I'd be fine with 2, but that is a resolution I'd like to get drafted up and maybe considered at the next meeting. Secondly, I'd like to propose another resolution along the similar lines that the agenda for a council meeting be posted to the public at least 3 business days prior to that meeting. Sometimes it is, sometimes it comes out the day of. I don't think it gives me or the public enough time to look at what's on the agenda to determine whether they should be at the meeting or not.
Okay.
Well, that would also require, we usually are asked what we want on the agenda on Friday. So that's going to require us to push it back the Wednesday before for us to make sure that we're answering that question.
Yes, whatever.
Because all of us at one point or another have emailed and said on a Monday, hey, can you add this to the agenda for tonight?
Yes, I think, in my opinion, that we need a little bit more discipline so people in the borough know what's on the agenda. And if it's not published till 11 o'clock in the morning of that day, the odds that, well, not that we get big crowds anyway or that people are looking at it, but the odds that the community would see it in time to make a decision whether to come to a meeting would be improved if we gave
sure,
our thoughts
and,
the Wednesday.
Keep
before.
In mind, Phil, there is always a possibility of a last-minute Monday revision.
Well,
to your point,
yes.
And it's revised. That's
yeah. I mean, obviously, if there's a revision needed, you know, we can do that. But and then thirdly, this is just some thoughts. I got a lot of communication after the incident in Valley Brook from people in town, actually concerned about a whole wide range of things. Particularly about that incident and other incidences in Valley Brook and in the borough in general. And just for tonight, for me, just talking about policing in general, I know there's a lot of misinformation. I actually found out before this meeting, some people were concerned about the length of time it took the police. It turns out it wasn't that long.
13 minutes.
So, yeah, believe me, I heard it took them 40 minutes to show
yeah.
up. But that's actually a problem, too, in the fact that the state police and we maybe aren't having enough public meetings or having them into council enough and presenting those numbers to make people feel more concerned that or more confident that when they call 911, it is 10, 13 minutes. It's not 40 minutes. And
my husband's a cop and asked him.
Yeah.
They actually had a con. Quasi had a contract with Chester Heights for asking to police Chester Heights. My problem is that the state police has a huge territory. I don't think people realize that. So they could get a call for a shooting in Chester Heights and they could be at the tolls on the Northeast Extension and they would have to come all, and that's the issue.
So
valid.
I think we need to have that discussion
yeah.
with the state police and with our residents and is look at alternative or progressive police forcing that may or may not be state police related. Now, I'm no longer on the public safety committee. I'm not actually sure who chairs that. I would like to support that, but maybe it's time to start looking at bringing in, I mean, Upper Chichester is like 5 minutes from here.
I wouldn't even consider Chi because they have, I don't know if you listen to Sector 1, but I listen to it all the time.
No.
They have nonstop calls. They have
okay.
K-9. Aston has a K-9. They are a four-man platoon all the time. They have part-time police officers that are there. Sometimes they might have five or six.
So I know people in Concord, because I got a lot of friends in Concord, who complain about the same thing. And
yeah.
maybe it's more of a broader community discussion. But I think now might be the time to look at that and start. I don't think there's an easy solution. I think
no.
the first thing we can do is have the state police in and talk about these issues and have them report their statistics.
Phil,
because the numbers, people...
Are you suggesting a police force?
No.
Not a Chester Heights
this
one.
This was done 20 years ago. This was tried 20 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
And the state police said no.
Why?
They're the state. It's like dealing with PennDOT.
I would argue it's worth the look
at
it. Yeah, well,
no,
yeah.
Listen, nothing venture, nothing gain, but
yeah.
it's nothing new. They tried this. Valley Brook went to Aston and said, can you do it? Aston said, yes, we can. All they wanted was just to patrol the village of Valley Brook.
Yes.
And the state stepped in and says, you can't do that because of some
intermunicipality.
Intermunicipality is agreements, and this is our territory, and you don't come into our territory.
Absolutely correct.
And that's a fine statement. Then they need to come in and give us average call times and stuff like that. Because I'll tell you, whatever they are, people in this town have varying views of what it is. And there's a lot of concern there. And if they're viewing it takes 30 minutes for the police to show up and the average is 15, then we need to communicate that because it's more of a... an understanding and a sense of well-being. If you know they're going to be there in 10 to 15 minutes, that's much better feeling than if I call them, they're not going to show up for 30 minutes.
I don't know. I've never had a problem with calling them and having them respond.
I'm just telling you the feedback I've gotten back, it was very specific to this incident that, you know, a lot of people called me about this. So it just may be a time to...
Maybe we can reach out and have
and even just have them come in and talk about their
sure.
statistics and what they do and make sure that gets out.
Police the responsibility of the mayor Isn't that your responsibility?
No.
If you have a local police force, yes.
How many do you have?
If you have a local police force, yes, it is.
I think Mark always communicated with the state police, too, and with council about things that were going on.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly do that.
So we did receive emails regarding the shooting incident. I purposely went ahead and got extra information because it's my neighborhood, and the deceased was a friend of mine.
We got, Borough Council got emails?
Update on the shootings. We got three emails. Yeah, you were on the distribution list. We all did. It was updates on the shootings from Corporal Hennigan.
Well, then we're going to have to look at that because I did not get them.
Well,
let me,
we were on the distribution list.
Let me go back and look.
The first phone call came in at 3:10 a.m. from the homeowner complaining of a disorderly individual, possibly intoxicated, on her front lawn. A neighbor heard fighting and called it. So 3:10, first call. Second call at 3:12, same thing from a neighbor. At 3:23, the third call came in from the homeowner saying there was a gunshot. At 3:23 is when the police arrived. It was 13 minutes for a drunken disorderly. I will say that I got broken into and burgled 4 years ago in the same neighborhood. And the police first question was, is anybody in danger? And when the answer was no, it took them 2.5 hours to get to my house. They have to triage.
And again,
and 3 days for forensics because they weren't going to pay overtime.
I am not, you know, saying that they're doing a bad job or whatever it is. I'm just telling you there's a lot of concern by our residents. And if it is having the police come in and say, this is what we did to them, that could go a long way.
Well, to the four people that are sitting here and the seven of us.
Yeah, we could publicize it.
How?
Like we do everything else.
These are probably questions to be answered once we have maybe a state trooper. Maybe Trooper Tobin can attend our next meeting or a meeting in the very near future. We can go over these things with her.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, moving forward, is it an additional period for public comment? We just need to state your name and record. Your name and address for the record. First row.
Marjorie Cole, 458 Atlanta Road. I have two questions, but the first one, to kind of piggyback on the police thing, I believe that if you publicize and you communicate, you said you have 800 followers. I think if you put out that you're having a meeting and that the state police is going to be here to answer our questions about policing of Chester Heights and how it works, I think you're going to have a significant presence. And even if you maybe move the meeting to the village of Valley Brook, where I know that, you know, that's a huge concern, you might even get more people from the neighborhood. And
the HOA did it 4 months ago. They had four people show up.
This may be a different time. Certain things have occurred, but
I just say you could offer it. If people don't take
exactly.
it, then they
I
had
think,
nothing
I
to complain
can,
about.
I think you can't go wrong by offering people access to learning about how the police works here, especially since that's the current event.
Well, I looked at this police that Garth was had a couple years ago some vandalism done throughout the community and stuff. We took swift action and stole security cameras in the lane yards, but we did bring the state police in, and it was standing room, packed room. It was that people were scared, they were concerned, and they got an overwhelming response. That was what Trooper Greening was, that's how long it was. But it seems like people do get scared and want information or want to have that build of some sort of connection with the police. That and they could offer suggestions or guidance. There's a lot of Q&A, but it was very well received, just from my experience.
I don't know if Trooper Tobin's going to come back to Valley Brook. She was literally there 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Making her rounds.
And on a separate note, I know that we had approved the light on Valley Brook on Route 1. I'm just wondering when. Is that still in the process?
It is. I'm meeting with Don Higgins tomorrow, coincidentally, to go over, get his concurrence on the equipment, so that purchase order will be sent to them.
So the equipment hasn't been ordered yet? Recently.
Correct.
Okay.
But it should be as soon as tomorrow.
Yeah, just been a couple
of
years.
Yeah, no, it's a long time. And Higgins has been forewarned here to have room in his schedule to get that equipment up once it's received.
Okay, thank you.
Matt, on that same topic briefly, do we ever have that grant approved for the light on Stony Bank? And
I have not had discussion with Concord for probably over a month. I'll place a call to the conference engineer, see where that process is.
Great, thank you. Okay, any further comment from the first row? Yes.
Hi, Mary Kay Burney, 32 Bishop's Drive. I'm just looking for more information on Old Quarry Knoll to pass along to the school district. Looks like it's going to be a small 8-lot subdivision.
Correct.
Just multifamily, single family, or?
Single family detached.
Okay, how many units?
Eight.
Eight units.
Mm-hmm.
We like single family homes.
Single families.
And lot size, Matt, is acre and half zoning there, or 1 acre zoning?
It's acre and half.
Acre and a half lot averaging. Right?
Yeah, it's lot averaging. I think they're over 40,000 square feet each lot.
Okay.
And where is it going to be located exactly?
The entrance is going to, if you go down Smith Bridge from Valley Brook, almost till you get to the, I don't know, a few hundred feet before you get to the creek.
Okay.
It's there's a driveway now that goes way up the hill. It'll be at that location,
okay,
on the right hand side.
Okay.
Anybody second row? Third row?
Sixth row.
Sixth row.
Dan Gallagher, resident. Thank you, President Council. I was here a few weeks ago, and I was asking about a development that was plans that were going to happen on Smith Bridge here, right up the street from my house.
Old Quarry Knoll.
That's this one.
Old Quarry Knoll.
39 Smith Bridge or something, 36. I didn't know it was called Old Quarry Knoll. That's what we just that you guys just approved today.
Yes, I think these are
correct. Okay. I guess I just spoke of that. I didn't know it was called Old Quarry Knoll or whatever you call it. But were the changes that I had asked about in the sewer?
That's two separate.
No, he's talking 31.
Oh.
Yeah. He's
talking
about 31 Smith
Bridge. 31 Smith Bridge.
Is the office building.
Yeah.
Well, I think what you approved today was up on a hill. By
correct.
Right.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes.
Or the entrance you were just talking
yes.
about.
Right.
31 Smith Bridge.
31 is the other one. Is that a print shop or something?
Right.
Correct.
Well, it's a small office building, yes.
Small office building?
Yeah.
That wasn't approved yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. And I'm going to talk to Steve about it, but he has plans to put a force main in there.
Yeah, when you have to for that site. That site has to have public sewers.
And he's going to bring it up. The plan only had it going halfway down his property line.
No, it'll go to the end of his property.
To the end.
Yes.
I guess my next question would be, I'm the next house in the line, and there's probably another one down there, a public citizen. What would I do to go about getting it extended past me so I could connect as well? I'm sure I have to talk to the township, to Aston, to the sewer authority.
It's
Southwest,
sewer authority.
It's Southwest, yeah.
Start with them?
Yeah, you probably, once that 31 Smith Bridge is active, you'd probably just need to coordinate with Steve to have it come through you at once. Because if you do it separately, Steve Conrad would have to install the line up to the limit of his property. Then he'd have to wait to dedicate it to Southwest.
Right.
Then Southwest would give you the ability to extend it some more.
Right.
So it just makes a whole lot more sense. It's quicker and cheaper.
I'll talk to Steve about it.
That when it's extended to 31, it extends past your property.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Would that need to be on that site plan, that land development plan, or not necessarily?
No, I know that'd be a separate agreement.
Oh, okay.
That would be separate for me,
sure.
I would guess, or any other resident.
Right.
And the question, I guess for that, if you have one more moment, it's coming, it'll be on my property line, but the people across the street would like to connect to it too. Would they use the same line?
Yeah, they'd have to connect under the street
to the
force main.
Yes. Okay.
So is there a chance for them to share in the cost of extending that main, or how would that work, Matt?
Sure.
Yeah. But they got the laterals.
Saying the neighbors can get together and...
Yeah.
All right.
It's
start,
easier to do when it's under construction.
Start talking with Steve first about when he's going to plan on doing construction.
Right.
And then my at the same time talk to the sewer authority and ask them about that, right?
Your neighbors across the street would probably tie into what's in front of your property, I would imagine, or at least someone would?
Yeah, I talked to all three of them, Civitelli's and the other two up the street. They said they would be interested in doing something that as well. And
sure.
Then the last person before you get to Concord Township would like to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just tell you, when people are talking about it up on, I guess it was Llewellyn, it's not inexpensive for the tie-in.
Oh, yeah.
Just
no, I get it. The last one just left the car.
It was like $10,000.
Yeah, the tie-in
fee. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that fee has been reduced. Jerry, is that correct now? The tie-in fee is somewhere $7,500 thereabouts?
Well, the tapping fee for
Brookfield and Rose Hill and Lenape Valley, right? They all had a reduced tapping fee based upon, you know, negotiations that took place over a year and a half.
Okay.
Whether that same tapping fee would be, whether Southwest would maintain that same tapping fee for anybody else on that line remains to be seen.
Okay.
Because originally it was around 10,000.
It was originally at 10,000.
Each person tapping in, right?
Yes.
And then plus your cost of putting your
grinder
in.
Right.
Yeah. You might need a grinder pump.
It's a little cheaper for you because you're not that far from the road, correct? Like Llewellyn may sit back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, right there. Frontage is different, right? The word is frontage.
So I know we
addressed. But each of those users received a reduction in their tapping fee.
But just wanted to give you an idea of what the.
We went a long time for.
I'm sorry.
There 27 years. I've waited a long time for the sewer line to get even that close. So now that it's this close, I'm going to take full advantage. Appreciate your help.
You go down that path as council, we're going to have to talk to our two professionals sitting over here what our requirements are going to be for closing out a private septic system as people start tapping in and tying in, and what we're going to require of our residents to make sure that that's handled appropriately as well. That would probably be an additional cost.
I think that's already on the books.
Is it?
Because we did it down at the bottom of Lenai Road near New Road.
There's some documents.
Yeah, Mr. Sioka was.
Most of the time, it's taking the old septic system, filling it, and also if you have the piping there, to put the grinder right in that old septic tank, if it's concrete.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just get the budget for that too to get rid of.
Oh, you're right. Right. I'm not sure where the documents.
I don't know what happened with that. It was before my time.
Okay, moving forward, up next on the agenda, council will move into executive session in the matter of real estate.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that.
Neither.
Neither.
On the agenda. Did you miss it?